Good morning. Welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, May 26th, 2026 at 10:04 a.m. First item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held on Tuesday, May 19th, 2026.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority held May 19th.
Second. A motion and a second has been made to approve as presented the meeting minutes from the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting held on Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll abstain. I forgot to abstain from in the previous meeting, and I'll make that correction. But since I was not in attendance, I'll vote absent. All right. Next item on the agenda, issue updates, water treatment plant project.
As stated earlier in the commission meeting, they had their final inspection. They're anticipating the permit, and they're operating the water plant. They're still waiting on the to make it run automatically. I forgot the word I used earlier. Right now it's being operated manually. And so once all the software stuff is done and everything's hooked up, it should be ready to run automatically, and we'll be looking to do an open house and a ribbon cutting for it.
Very good. Thanks, Jack. Clinic building project, Andy.
Well, it's moving forward. They're got a little more curb and gutter. Well, they had to take some out and redo some of it and add to it. They're not finished with that, and then they've done the sheetrock for the X-ray room, and then they got the tile supposed to be here this week. I think for them to start doing the tile in the bathrooms. And I'm not happy about it, but I'm winning the
corn dog.
Corn dog so far. I don't like that.
You'd rather pay for them.
I'd rather buy them than have to make him buy them because it didn't get done in time. I would rather have it done early and we paid for the corn dogs.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's coming along, and it's pretty nice weather. There's some people that don't approve of it. But I think it's, and that just, so I would say, just in addition to what's been said about other projects, that project took 10 years to come to fruition before we got it in place. And, it, you know,
right.
we worked with CIB. We did a lot of communication before we were able to get that CIB grant. So it's, I think there was a lot of effort put into that. And I think it's worth going back and looking how much effort was put into that before it was completed. And it's just, you know what, I think we have to, well, we don't, like we said, we can't have approval to all things, but, you know, I think if we state our feelings and, you know, bring up the things that we have knowledge of, that, you know, that the right will prevail. So But I think this project's starting to look like something worthwhile.
It's getting close. It's going to be a great benefit. I take the position that we don't, as great as we think it is, it's going to be even better in reality. Once we start using it, I think we're going to realize what a great asset and resource that is to the community, and appreciate the effort, not just of this commission, but others as well, to get to that point. And you know, as it speaks to the projects that the mayor's doing, not just the RV dump, but all the projects that the mayor's doing and the town's doing on our behalf. Thank you for the effort. It's difficult. My personality is to try to make everybody happy in the process, and it hurts when I can't do that. But to your effort and the town's effort on behalf of the unincorporated part of the county, thank you. It's a difficult road.
Almost shared the picture that I shared with you yesterday for everybody, where they were dumping right out there in front of our town building.
Thank you for speaking up. We probably should have made room if you were inclined to speak, but at the moment, I just didn't want to get into a tit for tat. And I know it changed.
I've asked him a couple of times now outside of the commission not to include everyone in the county, because it's not all the county. And I have been guilty of that myself, and it was brought to my attention. So I felt that it was necessary to just make it known that he's not representing every member of the county, just a very small section.
And to give you confidence, when he speaks that way, I know he's talking about the people that he talks to in Green Acres. He's not so it's not being heard as the whole county. So just to give you confidence that, at least for myself, I can discern that even as he speaks.
One of the things, and Kathy, I've never mentioned this before, there's two property owners on that corner that he was talking about on River Lane. That was my first thought. Why don't we put it right there on that corner in Ruble Lane, come up Ruble and go there. I live real close to that, very close to that. Neither of those property owners would have sold Kathy that land.
That's horrible.
Neither of them would have sold Kathy that land. And maybe I should have said something too, because I've talked to both owners myself personally, and they were not interested in selling the land. They weren't against the dump. They just aren't selling it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate those comments.
There's the propane tank, by the way.
Yeah,
the other thing with the water and sewer, we're in our, sixth or seventh year of getting that done. And the diligence, I speak from both sides of the table when I know what diligence it takes to put a project in front of the board, let alone be on the board and have to go through and discern them.
And I still don't have the easements for you to tell it. And I've been working on that since I sat down in that chair.
And it takes time.
And I still do not have one easement we've given up on. They just absolutely will not. The other one, we're going to have to pay premium price if we get it. And we want less than a quarter of an acre for the easement. And we will pay premium price.
Okay. All right, legislative discussion. Anything today? Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment for the Municipal Building Authority? Okay. Let's move on then to review the cash summary report and the accounts receivable report.
I don't see anything, I don't think I saw anything for accounts receivable relative to the MBA.
Oh, yeah, not for the MBA. You're correct.
It looks like we're waiting on reimbursements in Fund 45. 45 is right, correct? That's the MBA?
Correct.
So I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary for the MBA.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the MBA as of 5/22/2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think that one was me. Okay, open invoice register for doesn't look like we have an open invoice register for the MBA. Am I missing it?
This one right
yes.
Here?
Yes. Oh, they're all of the items on there.
Okay.
MBA.
Okay. So the open invoice register dated 5/21/2026. Oh, that's the... Oh, I see. I'm just looking at the wrong identifier. I'm out of practice, I guess.
Your eyes are okay.
Thank you for your concern.
You knew he had his eyes.
I'll make a motion to approve the Daggett County MBA open invoice register dated 5/21/2026 in the amount of $250,936.17. I believe all of them are associated with the water treatment plant this time.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority open invoice register dated 5/21/2026 in the amount of $250,936.17. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, now. Disbursement summary for the MBA.
And these, I guess we approved these invoices last week that are showing up on the disbursement summary for the MBA. And I didn't remember Lisa's on the MBA. I'm assuming she did something for the MBA for that. But I didn't remember that it, I remember seeing it, the invoice, but I didn't remember that it was MBA related. I'm fine if, I mean, we pay it. No matter what, but without somebody, I guess it's on me to remember. So I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary.
Which one are you talking about?
I think this payment on the disbursement summary.
Yeah, I knew she was working for Jesse, but I just didn't know she had done anything in the MBA. I remember approving it last week, but I didn't look close enough.
Well, it was done for the park.
Oh.
She picked up parts for the park.
Okay. And the park's part of the MBA, or is it part of the county?
It's part of the county.
So maybe that got allocated to the wrong entity.
That's all I was wondering. Not questioning the expense at all. Just didn't know if it was being paid from the right place.
Well, would you consider modifying your motion to a conditional approval?
Yeah. I make the motion to approve the... And if it's part of the MBA expenses for the park because of the construction with the MBA...
Well,
there's a connection.
It, after stating the wrong thing, it was for the building.
Oh.
It was 2x6 or 2x8.
Okay.
For the where the wall goes, they had to have three, and she was just coming from town and
was able to pick them up.
Jesse was going for them, and she picked them up and brought them in. But that was for the
clinic.
Yeah.
Perfect. My motion stands. Thank you for the clarification.
Second.
A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary dated 5/15 to 5/21 for the MBA. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Correspondence and calendar review.
I don't have any correspondence relative to the MBA that I'm aware of.
Randy, any correspondence for the MBA?
Not for the MBA.
How about calendar items?
I got Tri-County Health tomorrow.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to policy and legislation. Item number one, discussion of opening the project budget for the Daggett County Health Business Community Center. Do we have any information on this today? Carrie was with us, I believe, but I don't see her here now and virtually. Does anybody know if Carrie's in the building? Could you check, Peggy? Thank you.
Or could we recess for just a minute and I'll check too? Because I need
a second. I think that's great. Let's take a short recess. While we gather some information, it's 10:20.